Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Real Answers on Family Life. During the noon report, we tackle the tough topics facing Christian families. Licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson is with us. I am Greg Gillespie. And Chris, an issue that I think a lot of parents deal with, like it or not, and that's being the primary educator of their children, not only for start of the school year and helping with homework, but also values and relationships and priorities.
I don't think many of us thought it would be as difficult as it's getting right now, but parents really are the primary educator and most influential force in children's early learning stages. This is why it's so important that more than ever, parents accept this role as primary educator in certain areas and give the effort and the attention that it needs. You know, so much of the strife we're seeing today between school administrators and school boards and parents revolves around this question, and that is, who is the primary educator for children when it comes to things such as values, you know, sensitive topics that are hot button topics today.
So we know that there are, at least around the nation, maybe local school boards and local administrators are doing fine, but there sure seems to be a lot of these struggles between parents who, at least they want to know what's being taught to their kids and have some control over what's going to go into that education. What's happening with that issue?
Well, what we're seeing is, I believe, a result of this shift away from the foundational values, biblical values, if you will, that have guided our nation since its founding. But with the extreme social agenda that is being pushed in our nation today, there are certain elements that realize, you know, within the political realms, that in order for this to really take a foothold, they need access to our children at an earlier age.
I've talked with a number of parents' rights advocates who are encouraging getting out of government-run schools and into homeschools and Christian schools. And does that surprise you?
It's not surprising at all, and I'm sure this trend will continue in response to what's happening.
So if you are in that category of a parent who feels, I would like to be able to take on this role, I need to be a homeschooling parent, but I'm not quite sure, what advice or encouragement can you give us from your perspective?
Well, let me start out by explaining the concept of confidence. You know, we're trying to build your confidence at taking on that role. You know, as a counselor, one thing I work with a lot of my folks is to teach them that confidence is something that only comes with practice. You can do a lot of reading on any given topic. You can watch videos about learning a particular skill or trade. But until you actually start doing it, you're not going to feel that confident. You know, I remember when I was fresh out of graduate school, and I felt, whoa, what am I doing here? You know, I'm now a counselor. Okay, let's do it. You know, I didn't have that confidence yet, even though my GPA was high and I had that piece of paper, including a license from the state of New York, that said I was qualified to do this. But after many years now as serving as a counselor in various settings, I'm now much more confident doing it. So, as a new or even a, let's say, a somewhat seasoned homeschooling parent, don't be surprised if you don't feel like you are qualified or that you're just not measuring up. And this is where you need to get support through homeschooling groups, through your church, and even national organizations like Focus on the Family, which have resources available to assist you in these efforts.
So the confidence, the way you get good at doing something is by doing something.
Absolutely.
Let's talk some specifics. We mentioned that whether your kids are public school, private school, homeschool, not in school yet, parents are responsible for the faith and values teaching.
Yeah, and Greg, you hit a good point there too, and that is whether your children are going to remain in public schools, go the private schools, or do homeschooling, you still have to address these value questions, these hot button topics, or else somebody else is going to do it. And if you're not the one doing it, you better know who is going to be doing it and what they're going to be teaching your kids. I mean, that's where we're at today in all this. So keep in mind that what I just said earlier about building confidence, and just start doing it. And then maybe after you've done a little reading and spoken to some others about how to go about it, it's time then to roll up your sleeves and get started. You know, you're going to make mistakes. That's okay. As you just start, you'll notice that your confidence starts to go up the more you do it. And if you're a parent who maybe made mistakes of your own, and this is really important because, again, I'm speaking to folks out there who think because of their own past mistakes, they don't have the necessary authority to talk about these things. You actually do. You can say, I made this mistake and this is where it got me.
What about parents encouraging other parents, bonding together in that kind of mutually supportive role?
As a parent who is, you know, taking on some challenges of, if not homeschooling, but definitely having to be very direct in educating your children on values issues, on faith issues, and that type of thing. Having that support system with other parents in place where you can lean on them and they can encourage you and help put your mind at ease that, yes, you're doing a good job. I mean, we all need the support, and this is an area that is definitely not different.
And we feel so alone when we're there and have such second guessing of ourselves. Mm-hmm. But if we find out other folks are dealing with this, we are not isolated if we make that networking happen.
We're not isolated. You know, isolation is a tactic of the enemy, that, you know, divide and conquer. And that just really is what the enemy wants to happen. So if you're a parent who's decided to keep your children in the public school system, please stay informed and be willing to attend school board meetings and make your voice heard. I know this can be very difficult, but don't allow fear to keep you from doing this. Stay connected to your church and to others in your own support network. It's so important. It's just so important for your own well-being as well.
Christian counselor Christopher Anderson is our guest for Real Answers, giving you some expert advice on dealing with the hard topics that face Christians and Christian families. I'm Greg Gillespie. Family Life News.